It's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup.
Scott Walker made national news this week with his performance in the second Republican primary debate. We'll look at what's ahead for the governor. Also in the news, groups supporting Russ Feingold and Ron Johnson are set to ramp up spending on ads around Wisconsin.
We're joined now by USA Today reporter Donovan Slack, who's also covering Scott Walker's presidential campaign. Donovan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with Governor Walker's debate performance. Now, overall, it seems as though he talked... Almost less than anybody else that night. What else are people saying?
I mean, it's really a slow drumbeat of bad news for Governor Walker this week. You are correct. He spoke less than anyone else at the debate, and his campaign has started to blame CNN, which hosted the debate, and, of course, the moderator, Jake Tapper. But there are other things to look at here, and one of them is time was given to candidates whose names were invoked. Therefore, no one else on the stage invoked Governor Walker's name as much as they did others, and that meant he got less time. But that also is a reflection of his low standing in the polls right now.
And what does that mean for his ability at this point to fundraise to keep his campaign afloat?
Well, this is exactly the point. While national polls and such may not matter because we elect a president state by state, what does matter is money. And the thinking here is that these bad or less than stellar debate performances could really affect his ability to raise money, as they do affect his standing in the polls.
Now, one way to look at this is that, you know, there are some people who are calling for a shakeup to his current team, maybe a sense of a change of direction. Other people, including guests on the show, saying if we see that, it's a sign of maybe the end for Governor Walker's campaign. How would you view any changes to his team that might be made?
Well, I think that's an important development, and some people could look at it as an important restart, an attempt to revive a campaign that is going downward. I don't know. It could also mean the end of his campaign if he doesn't switch gears. Some of his donors, as you mentioned, we spoke to one yesterday at USA Today, who said he's still sticking with Governor Walker, but he's actually going to spread the love around now. He's going to choose some other horses as well, and that's not a good sign for the governor.
We're going to move on to the race between Senator Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, former senator. The conservative group American Crossroads has said that Johnson needs to run a flawless campaign to win. What is the story there?
Right. Well, American Crossroads is the group you may remember that was co-founded by Karl Rove, and they have very deep pockets. And they haven't decided whether to spend outside money in the Johnson-Feingold race. But they do have a very astute view of politics, and it means something when they say that Senator Johnson has to run, quote, a flawless campaign to win, because few people run flawless campaigns.
Any idea about what the two strategies will be for both Johnson and Feingold going forward?
Well, clearly, campaign finance is going to be a central issue. It has already become an issue on both sides, with Russ Feingold trying to get Senator Johnson to sign the so-called Badger Pledge, which would try to prohibit outside spending. But Russ Feingold himself has also benefited from outside spending from groups taking out negative ads against Johnson, and Johnson is not barring outside spending. He's going to need that outside spending because he's not going to self-fund this time, at least that's what he has pledged.
We're talking with Donovan Slack right now. He's with Gannett Wisconsin Media and is a politics reporter for USA Today. And we want to end with a look at how Wisconsin is reacting to recent Planned Parenthood videos compared with the rest of the nation. Now, state Republicans have introduced bills to ban fetal tissue research and to fund Planned Parenthood. How does that compare nationally?
Well, those videos have set off a firestorm, as you can tell, there in Wisconsin and here in Washington, D.C. Just today, the House of Representatives passed a measure that would defund Planned Parenthood, and it could actually bring our federal government to a shutdown again in a matter of weeks. We have a group of very vocal Republicans who do not want to pass any funding of the federal government unless that measure also includes defunding of Planned Parenthood. Of course, President Obama would veto any such measure, and that could bring the doors of our federal government once again shut. And that deadline is 12 days from now.
And now Wisconsin doesn't have a consensus in the state Senate to pass the fetal tissue bill. Is that a common problem nationally?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some Republicans want to force a government shutdown. Some Republicans don't. They say it's a losing cause. I see that the Senate Majority Leader early this week in Wisconsin signaled that he wants to get something through, and he's trying to work with the Assembly and, of course, Governor Walker to come up with something. It's interesting because each level is taking on the area that they have the jurisdiction over. On the state level, it's fetal tissue and its use in research, and, of course, on the national level, it's the actual federal funding. It remains to be seen which side is going to win out at this point on either level.
And what are you looking for in terms of moves on the board next on this issue?
Well, I think, you know, all eyes are going to be on whether there can be a compromise. You cannot discount the fact that Governor Scott Walker is also running for president. I have yet to see him weigh in, although he may have and I may have missed it, but I think he has to be part of that deal.
Donovan, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
That was USA Today reporter Donovan Slack taking us through some of the biggest stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.